Professional musicians can write off business expenses from their taxable income, just as with any other profession. For them, the cost of clarinet reeds and guitar strings is carefully tallied annually. The rest of us can also get a tax benefit from music, but only in the form of charitable donations. New tax laws have somewhat disincentivized charitable giving going forward, but you still have a week to donate to a music charity for the 2017 tax year. Great and lasting art rarely nets a lot of money. Even geniuses like Mozart and Beethoven relied on charity to make their music. One way to guarantee you'll see the benefits of your support is to think local. You could become a member of Wichita Arts or Arts Partners. Both of their sites have lists of local not-for-profits. Good music journalism has been struggling to meet the challenges of digital media, but there are some online providers that are fighting the good fight. My favorite is a small British site, thequietist.com, that doesn't let commercial interests get in the way of quality. Then, of course, there's the news outlet you're listening to right now. Yes, I'm biased, but it's okay, because I know I'm preaching to the choir. In my opinion, though, the most worthy charity is music education. Full disclosure, I'm a music educator, but it's self-evident that encouraging art in a young person will pay society back over a lifetime. So think charitably. The 15th falls on a weekend this year, so you'll have 2 extra days to give to a music charity. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.
And we welcome you into Musical Space. I'm Fletcher Powell here with Mark Foley. First of all, Mark, thanks for all of these great suggestions for places we can give during this time of year.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's not hard to find something that's really worth your support.
And you brought along a listening list that might get us a little bit in the giving mood.
Right.
I love the first one. Let's start with the Temptations.
Yeah, this was actually, I'm kind of phoning this in. I just Googled songs that had the words beg or give in it. It was pretty easy, so I just found some good tunes.
You got some good stuff here.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, this is going to be a fun list. I need to say, though, full disclosure, I am not a tax accountant, so don't take my advice. Yeah, talk to a professional. But in the meantime, you can listen to some good music, right? And I wanted to start with Motown. The Temptations, Ain't Too Proud to Beg, from 1966.
Moving on, I guess, to another tune from 1966. This was Van Morrison's first band. I admit that I didn't realize this.
Yeah, me either. I love doing the show because I learned so much cool stuff. I learned that Van Morrison was in this awesome English garage band, and the hook to this tune is amazing. It was lifted by Beck in that tune, Devil's Haircut.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Really amazing tune. This is a band called Them. Their 1966 tune, I Can Only Give You Everything. Summer turn the shades of brown. I try.
try. But baby, you know that I can only give you everything. How can I get you to understand? 'Cause after all, I am just a man. Shadows fall, and when every little flower pulls and bluebirds call, I try and I try, but baby, you know that I can only.
And then moving on to somebody I'm always glad to see on your listening list, James Brown.
I can't stop listening to James Brown.
Why would you?
Right. Give It Up or Turn It Loose from 1969.
And then a couple of names that are at least very familiar to the people who know who they are, if that makes any sense. People in that world, Richard and Linda Thompson.
Yeah, Richard Thompson's a really fascinating character. He started out in an English folk/rock group called Fairport Convention, who people should know about because it's really groundbreaking, kind of broke the ground for, I don't know, bands like Jethro Tull and Steel Eye Span, if you remember them. Kind of a medieval British vibe to it. But yeah, Richard Thompson, he's now an Order of the British Empire. Mm-hmm. Amazing songwriter. I remember when he broke kind of in his second phase in the 1980s, and then I realized that he goes way, way back. But this is a song that he did with his then wife, Linda Thompson, The Little Beggar Girl from 1974.
And then moving on to kind of a style of music that's always got a little bit of a positive vibe.
Yeah, very positive. Not much else to say about this. It's pretty self-evident. Give a Little Love from Ziggy Marley and the Melody Makers from 1986.
Living in this crazy world, to make a brighter day.
Else I'm super happy to see on this list, because I think she just doesn't get her due in the grand scheme of music appreciation, Tracy Chapman.
Yeah, in that kind of crazy time in the middle 90s when grunge happened and then kind of broke everything open, there was this kind of window for these really amazing artists to kind of sneak in and sell some records. I missed that time. It was great. Tracy Chapman, I just love the honesty of her music.
Yeah.
And this, I think, is her most popular hit, if I'm not mistaken. Give Me One Reason. One reason I like it is actually a 12-bar blues. And I think this is the last tune that made the charts that was an actual blues tune.
Turn right back around. Turn right back around. Said I don't wanna leave you lonely. You gotta make me change my mind. To call me.
Last group or I guess person that you've got on here is LCD Sound System.
Yeah, I love this band. I keep wanting to shoehorn it into this show. This is a tune called Give It Up, one of their first singles from 2003. I don't think this song is about charity, but it has given the title.
Yeah, and that seems good enough for today, I think. Give it up. And we'll leave you there with LCD Sound System. As always, thank you, Mark, so much.
Thanks so much.
And for KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.